Let's begin. Okay, so Tefillah, Maimer Rishon, page Kufi Aleph. Kozav HaRambam, Biro Shilchas Tefillah, Vizel HaShoyna. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Shilchas Tefillah, Mitzvahs Asay, Lisal B'Choyon Shneemar, B'Avarat B'Shem Elokeichem. There's a mitzvah to daven every single day, every single day, based on the pasuk we have added to Hashem Elokeichem. When we say avodah, that refers to tefillah. Mitzvah zu, kachi. What is the definition of this mitzvah? She odo mispalel mischanin bechol yom. That a person should mispalel, and mischanin is to say the praises of every single day. Umagid shivchoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the praise of Hashem. And after you have done that, what we call shevach, right? After you have done that, then ask for what you would like, what your desires are. Bivakosho v'tachanunim, beseeching it, and with appeasement. Azoy shteit in Rambam. Biyudvar v'shomer ki b'tarisein hakadosh yesh inyan ne mitzvois maasiyos. The Torah has within it active mitzvos, kitzitzes v'tfilah v'chadayim, put it on, right? Do it. She'oyser etzonis baruch b'maaseh zeh, that you're now fulfilling the ratzon Hashem, the will of Hashem, by doing this action. Hashem wants you to wear tzitzis. Put on the four-corner garment and put on the tzitzis. V'yeshin yadam v'nikraim avoid. In addition to that, there are things that are called avoda, service, kedugmas avodas, like karbonis, Those are services. Utfila shayeches leinyan avoda. So when we come to davening, davening isn't just putting on tzitzis. Yeah, I have to do something. I have to daven. No. Davening is much more fundamentally a service. Let's figure out what that means. To worship Hashem every single day. And even although there are those that believe when it comes to mitzvahs, you're yoytze even without kavana. When it comes to tefillah, it's not just another mitzvah, it's 100% dependent upon your heart. Without any kavana, you're not yet to daven. It's not considered doing anything without daven. It's famous theory in the Rambam. Whether you have to have kavana for the entire davening, the Shemoneh Esrei, from beginning to end, whether you have to have kavana only for the first bracha. Reb Chaim has this famous yishuv to the stira, that there's tzfei dinner in kavana. There's kavana of knowing that I'm oimei lifnei hamelech, I'm standing in front of Hashem, I'm davening to Hashem. That is a kavana shma'akeves in the entire davening, from beginning to end. And then there's a second additional kavanah called Perush HaMilim. You know what you're saying. Reb Chaim learned in the Rambam that Perush HaMilim is only ma'akev in the first bracha, not in the entire davening. The Chazon Ish HaAretz on this, because that's the famous raid in the Rambam. But vinitvi, either way you go, no matter which way you look at it, there is some aspect of kavanah that is 100% necessary for the entire davening from beginning to end. Whatever that kavana is some necessary kavana from beginning to end. And that kavana, which is necessary from the beginning to end, if you're lacking it, it's as if you did not daven at all. You have to go back and daven again. Now, the Maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't do that because who says the second time is going to be anyway to the first? Okay, we're holding in a reality of a generation where people can't even, you know, keep their mind clear and think about something for more than 20 seconds. And Mechatesi, the second is going to be better than 10 seconds, okay? So, who says the second is going to be any better than the first? But, so we don't do that. But the Maisa, it's ma'akev in the davening. It's ma'akev in the davening. Some aspect of kavon is ma'akev in your tefillah. And the Sushalam says the pshat is because it's an avoida. And avodah isn't just do X, Y, and Z. It's not jump because I said so, but it's service me, and the service necessitates intent. With that,
Rambam. Wait, the Rambam says that you need kavanah.
So that's the steer in the Rambam. The Rambam says there's some type of kavanah you need only for the first bracha, and some type of kavanah you need for the whole thing.
Right.
Reb Chaim explains that you have to, for the first bracha, you have to know what you're saying. And for the rest of davening, you have to have a kavanah. For all of davening, you have to have a kavanah that you are davening to Hashem. You're
Oymid Lefnei Melech. That's no argument.
I didn't say that. Oh. So this is the way that Reb Chaim is Miyash of the Rambam. Okay. Chaznish doesn't like this. Yes, there's Ha'aris on this. Kitzer, but there is definitely, Vinit V, either way you go, there's definitely a certain kavanah that's necessary from beginning to end.
Whether it's
Kirsha
Mila or something else, I'm not sure.
Okay, but yeah, that's the discussion. With that said, Rambam, the entire davening, the kavanah ma'akeves, prevents you from being yetzi davening without kavanah. Kosher. Shiva Parakir, he's about to ask the steel. The Tfila Berkit of Tvila Kotzav Zelashon Mishis Bavel Kivin Liba Yaksav Yispala Bekavonah. The person that happens to that Kavonah, he has to go back and have the Kavonah. Vim Kivin Es Liba Bebrocha Rishayna Shuvayna Tzorech. This is the steel that we just mentioned. And if you're Mechavin in the first Brocha, you don't have to go back. Haimuvur Behed Yishayna Kavonah Mechavin Tzorech Bebrocha Rishayna. You only have to have Kavonah in the first one. That's Reb Chaim Soloveitchik that we just mentioned, the Brisker, Reb Chaim Brisker. She's bazing Yoni Kavona Betvilo. Right? He was also a Litvak. Slonim was in Lithuania. So there's two in Yoni and Davening. Kavonas, Peirish, Hamila, Shemaitim, Mipi, Betvilo. You have to know what you're saying, what's coming out of your mouth when you're Davening. Second of all, they have to have your heart set on the fact that you're standing opposite and in front of the Almighty One, blessed be He. And that's what the Rambam is talking about, that if you don't know who you're davening to, you don't realize that you're standing in front of Hashem, you're not Yetzi. They have to remove from your heart all other thoughts and view yourself as if you're standing in front of the Shekhinah. This is part and parcel of what davening is all about. You don't have a davening without this. It's not tefillah at all. Now, obviously, you can't, you know, when you ask a 5-year-old kid, imagine your oymed lifnei Hashem. So, what does he think about? Either he thinks about a big crown with a big white beard coming out of it. Oymed lifnei Hashem. What could be better, right? Melech, it's a crown. And it's, you know, if every great rabbi has a big white beard, Hashem for sure has a great white beard, right?
And that looks like a line.
And that's called the Avodah Zarah. Right? That's giving Hashem a tzura, that's kfira, that's awesome, right? Or you think of a ruach, so some wind, that's also kfira, that's also Avodah Zarah. So the Nefesh Chaim writes, and we're going to get there, he's going to talk about it here, you should think, the image you should see is the words of your davening flying. The letters of your davening flying.
Where?
Flying up, just flying. Okay. It gives you some picture to look at. Because if you think about anything else, if you imagine anything else, that's a problem. But yet, you have to have that hargasha, you have to have that mindset, that even though I can't see, right? Nonetheless, I'm still oymed lifnei Hashem. Right? That's a very, very complicated and difficult kavanah to have. What?
That's what I'm saying.
If
you go too fast, you
can't see them. Right. You have to go close. You make sure you see all the letters. But it says in the Tzibah Shalom, explaining Reb Chaim, knowing what you're saying, that's part of a bracha. Shomer Chazal, Mitzpah, Lotzor, Shikavis, Libu, Chol, Brachas. Somebody's davening has to have kavana in every one of the brachos. If you can't have kavana with all of them, know what you're saying in all of them, at least one of them is good enough. Even though the achreinim talk about Chaim and the mefalpil, is this really the pshat in the Rambam? They're fitting for the one who said them, who talks about the essence of davening. I mean, this very much was appropriate for Reb Chaim. Says the Slonimer, when it comes to davening, we see many different things, many aspects of what is the essence of davening. One is to be mispalel mischanin. Two is magid shivchoy, to express the praises of Hashem. Three is shoyel esurachav shutzorich lem bevakoshu v'tachanunim, to ask for your desires. To be mispalel means to daven, or to let's say a daven. Mischanin is to appease. When you want to get something, yes. you go to Yozi and say, Yozi, you're the best guy in the world.
Yeah, what do you want?
There you go, right? You're the best guy in the world. You're amazing. Oh! Yesh lahavim ibn makol in yonam alol in bichlal avet yish related to tefila. Zot in the Sibis Shalom. Yes, Kasha! Let's understand what are all these, why are all these necessary, why are they all included in Avodah Shmulev Tefillah? Not only that, why is it an important part of the Avodah that you're asking for what you want, for your necessities, if your leg hurts, what do? You go to the doctor and you say, I have a big boo-boo. Right? Am I servicing the doctor? No, he's servicing me. The insurance company is servicing the doctor, not me, right? Okay? He's servicing me. He's helping me out. So why is it called, I'm worshiping Hashem by going to Hashem and asking for my necessities? It seems very antithetical. For servicing Hashem, so I'm praising Hashem. I got it. Right? I'm expressing the greatness of Hashem in the world. I understand that. But how, by me going to Hashem and saying, Hashem, please, 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 can you do me a big favor and help me get an A on my Bechina? How is that servicing Hashem? So he says, "Vanir bezeh b'tur yisoid kalibin in tefillah." So let me lay down the foundation, the bricks for what tefillah all about. Kos of magan zavaglishim ekslonim yisoid avoida shekolin yonei avoida et Hashem v'chol mitzvos atulius b'leiv nichlalim b'yonei tefillah. Any one of the mitzvahs that are dependent upon our heart, any avodas Hashem, anything that requires your heart, your emotions, that's inclusive in tefillah. The Chazal Amru Re'ei Moshe Rabbeinu Lavashom Shabbisim Kedushasi Lichorev. Moshe Rabbeinu, look at Moshe Rabbeinu. That the base of Mikdash is eventually going to be destroyed. Oh man, so what did Moshe do? He stood up. Says, you know what? Base of Mikdash is going to be destroyed one day. You better start davening Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. Because Yesh Lomot Goydel Malas Atfilah, Sherak Inyan Atfilah Oymed Yisrael Achrei Chorban Base of Mikdash. So he says, from now we see the greatness of davening. Because the only thing that remains, the only appeasement of Klal Yisrael, the only way that we can pacify Klal Yisrael for the destruction of the base of Mikdash is by saying, guess what, don't worry, it's not all lost. All hope is not lost. Why? Because you still have davening. You can double underline that. Says, Shalom, you want to understand what the pshat is? Ikar inyan atfila. The main thing, the main aspect, the main motivation of davening is dveikus b'Hashem b'darga ilois. It's a tremendous, exalted relationship, connection to Hashem. Since that's the case, davening is all about dveikus. Through davening, through the kavanos hakadoshes, that's the riad. If you look in a Kabbalistic sitter, so every page, every word has pages of kavanos underneath it. Zerufei Shemus Hashem and all these other things that we don't have any idea what they are. Those kavanos hakadoshes, what do? They cause a relationship, a dveikus with kudsha brichu shchinte. When we worship down here, our avoda down below, it awakens avoda upstairs. And just as our tefillah b'hai alma in this world creates a dveikus with Hashem, just like we can create the dveikus down here, it also simultaneously creates some spiritual, metaphysical dveikus upstairs. That's the idea that tefillah is avodah. As a person gives over his heart like water, that creates a connection. Just like if you have a person, a friend that you spill out your heart to them, create a relationship. So that's the chiddush. That's what tefillah is all about. So even when you're asking for your own desires, you're connecting to Hashem because you're recognizing, saying, He's the only one that can help me. So even when I'm self-servient, I'm serving myself, I'm egotistical, I'm part and parcel of being egotistical is connecting to Hashem. Because I'm recognizing that the only one who can help me is the one who I'm going to spill out my heart in front of.